I will say, we're continuing our study of Hilchos Pas Akum, and we saw last time a discussion that there are some who are makel that they buy Pas Nachtom when there is no Nachtom Yisrael because it's a Shas HaDchak, right? We saw that the Mechaber holds that there are some who are machmir, that you can buy pas nachtum as pas palter when there is no palter Yisrael. The Rama writes that yesh omrim, that afilu, if there is a palter Yisrael, it's going to be a mutter. That's the psak of the Rama. Now, there is a discussion in the Gemara on Lamed Hey about was Rebbe makel on Pas Akum or not? And at first the Gemara says that he was makel, then the Gemara says no, he wasn't. And there's a discussion in the Gemara between Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Chobo about is there a kula of palter, and is there a kula of sada? Is there a kula of buying Pas Shel Nachri b'sada? That's a shaila. And it's unclear exactly in Shulchan Aruch what happened to the din of Sada. But the din of Palter makes it to Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. But the din of Sada, right, Shulchan Aruch is silent on. And that's Halo Davar Hu. That's really interesting. The Rambam has two girsas in it. One girsa in the Rambam is that he's only makel on pas palter, right? And that Rambam would therefore mean it's pas palter and it is kishera. Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Beis in the Rambam. That there are some who are makel on pas palter when there is no pas palter Yisrael, and his lashon is ukishera. There are other girsa'iso in the Rambam that the text, instead of saying ukeshera, it says ubisada, right? A kaf and a beis sometimes get interchanged, and a resh and a dalet get interchanged. That would mean that we're saying ubisada rather than ukeshera. That is interesting, because that might mean that for the Rambam, you need two things to be makel. You need both palter and besoda. You need both kulas. If you look in the Ra'ah, however, he writes on Tzadi Beis and Mebeis that since it's a din d'rabbanan, you could be makel either on palter or on soda. You could be makel both like Rabbi Yochanan and like Rabbi Chobo, that you're going to be makel on both of them. Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned, does not quote the din of besoda at all, meaning the Shulchan Aruch probably has the girsa, even though in the Beis Yosef he doesn't sound like this, but at least the Mechaber probably has the girsa ukeshera, which means that we are being silent about the din of besoda. What the halacha besoda would be, so the Chokas Bin Yamin argues that since the majority of Rishonim are makel besoda, so therefore you can be makel besoda also. That's l'cha'ira the din. Now, let's take this a step further. A makel on pas besoda, even l'cha'ora, if it's not pas palter. If I hold that besoda is a kula, and I hold that besoda is a kula independent, right? A makel both on palter and a makel besoda. That means I could be makel even on pas balabatim besoda. Then that's what the Ra'ah says. The Ra'ah writes on Tzadi Beis on the base. The Gemara has a story that Ayvu took bread that was baked be'ir, And Aivu goes michutz l'tchun, and Aivu eats the bread. Zot the Gemara, lo tishtoi mine da Aivu, de ka'achel nama da armoi. Don't, lo tishtoi mine, means don't talk to Aivu, or the Ra'ah learns, right? Don't talk to Aivu means it's like some sort of cherim. The Ra'ah learns, lo tishtoi mine da Aivu means don't say over a shemua, don't say over a halacha in the name of Aivu. Because Aivu is ochel nahama da'armoi, Aivu eats goyisha bread. That means Aivu doesn't care about what the rabbis say. The rabbis say, don't eat goyisha bread. He doesn't care. If you don't care what the rabbis say, we don't care about what you say. So lo tishtoi minei da Aivu, don't quote any dinim from Aivu. Zak the ra'ah, what that really means is, me'ikir hadin, Bisada is mutter. It's mutter to take bread be'ir and bring it into the sada. It still is going to be mutter, but it's not ro'i for a Talmud Chacham to do that. And therefore, lo tishtoi minei da'aivu de ka'achel nama din hardoi, de armoi. Right? Don't say over a shmua from the name of Aivu, right? So there's a few chidushim in this ra'ah, which we will unpackage as we learn today, right? One, he's mekel besada. That chidush, Reb Binyamin Cohen in the Chalkas Binyamin says is correct. He is willing to be mekel on eating pas besada, but eating pas besada, he says, eating pas besada, and he defines sada as being any area outside of 70 amas of the city. And he says the kula of eating pas besada is a more powerful kula than eating pas shel palter b'makayim that there's a palter Yisrael. Pas palter, b'makom sheish palter Yisrael, the Shach says you should be machmir, like the Mechaber against the Rambah. In this case of eating besada, he is more mekel, and he says that you could be mekel on eating pas palter besada, or even pas balhabayis l'cha'ora besada, and you could be mekel on that, even though there was a palter Yisrael in the city. The kula of sada is a more powerful kula than anything else. This is what the Chalkas Binyamin says on page 7 and page 8. Yitzi is mamish patient. It's unbelievable how patient you've been. Yeah.
What's the svara of the year? Is it just like a shasadak kind of thing?
The svara besada.
Yeah, sorry,
So what's the svara besada? How come we're mekel besada? So there are two svaras that the achronim give. One svara to be mekel besada is that once it's besada, it's ki'ilu, there is no palter at all. If I make on pas palter, b'makayim, that there is no palter, if I make on pas palter shal nachrim, b'makom she'ein palter shal Yisrael, so when out besoda, it's hard to get bread, so therefore I am mekel. Alternatively, when I'm besoda, that means I'm out in the fields, and therefore there is no gezeira mishum chasnus at all. What's the svara why I'm mekel besada? Is it because besada chasnus is not shayich? Or is it because besada there's no palter at all? A nafgamina for that, l'cha'ora, is the stira in Shulchan Aruch between Se'if Beis and Se'if Zayin. The Afareshet Sichati. Sif Beis. Pas Shabalabatim Ein Mishemore Bala Hakel. Shekai Gezeh Mishem Chasnus. Imeichel Pas Balabatim Yavol Lisod Etzlam. Mechaber and Se'if Beis says there are no kulas on Pas Balabatim. Frek the Shach. This is Soser Se'if Ches. Because in Se'if Ches it says, Yesh Misha Omer, that when there's no palter at all, even past Balabatim is mutter. Right? So Se'if Ches says that when there's no palter Yisrael, past Balabatim is mutter. Se'if Bey says there is zero kula on past Balabatim, even when there is no past Yisrael. Ladina, the Shach writes in Se'if Katin Yud, that we paskin, that there's a kula on past Balabatim, the makom that there's no past Yisrael. The makom that there's no palter at all. We make on past Balabatim, the makom that there is no past palter. What's this based on? So the Chaora, it's based on the following. If the reason why Ameko Besodeh is because Besodeh there is no concern for Chasnus, right? So that means L'cha'ora, that means that Shobalabatim, I'm going to be Machmir. Because Shobalabatim, there's always a concern of Chasnus. But if I hold that Besoda, the Pshat in the Kula, is that whenever there's no palter, Ameko, so that would mean that Ameko, even on Pas Balabatim, when there's no palter, and that would mean even Be'ir, if there's no palter, I could be Meko on Pas Balabatim. Hey, should I say this again? Jesse, should I say this again?
I'm a little skeptical about it right now.
Skeptical.
You're saying that there's no Chashash Chasnos, and therefore you're only concerned about Pashal Balabatim, which is based on the Chasnos.
There's no concern of Chasnos if I am Besodeh, right? And therefore, if I'm Be'ir, and there's no palter around, so then there is a concern of chasnus, then it's going to be aser. But, right, why is it that Mekel Besoda? Lamer Zagin, let's say, right, that the majority of Rishonim say that there's a Kula Besoda. And we'll pass, even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it, we'll paskin, there's a Kula Besoda. But I have to understand what is the reason for the Kula Besoda. Is the reason why I make Besoda because Besoda there's no concern chasnus? So that would mean that Be'ir, if there's no palter, can I eat Pas Balabatim? No, because Pas Balabatim is a concern of chasnus. But if I hold that the reason I make Besoda is because there's no palter, so that means that Be'ir, when there's no palter, I could be Mekel, and I could be Mekel on anything.
The nafmin
is
only Be'ir, not
Besada. The nafmin is Be'ir. Right, Besada, I'm going to be making him pass Balabatim, etc. Mekel Besada, that is entirely clear. Right? I think that, again, Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, but what should emerge is that if you paskin like Reb, if you paskin like Reb Chobo in the Gemara, there's a Kula Besada. That means the Kula Besada applies in Pasha Balabatim. But what's the reason for that kula? Is it because there's no palter? Is it because there's no chasnus? Nafkamina is Be'ir when there's no palter, right? That's the machlokas between Sif Beis and Sif Ches. And we pointed out the Shach is Mekel on eating pas shel balabatim Be'ir when there is no pas, when there's no pas palter, that's Matsui. Hello, Yitzi.
Is that addressed to Stira? Or we're just taking sides.
In other words, We're saying the svara behind the stira is what's the reasoning behind the kula besada, right? Even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about besada, but the reason for the kula besada would impact on whether a meko on shel balabatim be'ir when there is no palter, right? We're good.
I'm just talking from like a Sephardic point of view. Without some chaver, the pasha is like the screen of the shah, because if that's the yishmi shomer, he doesn't quote the sudden zibal. The base, he says it's categorically also your Sephardic and this should be.
So zok the kaf hachayim, right? That lecha ora the kula that the shah and seif katin yud has is because anan lo kaimel on hachi, meaning in seif ches. The Rama writes that we're meko on pas balabatim be'ir when there's no palter. But the Mechaber is never meko on that, no? The Mechaber is just quoting that there are some who are meko. But the Mechaber himself is not meko. So l'cha'ira, but the Chaorah, that's what should emerge from this conversation. And the Kaf HaChayim is quoted in the Chokas Binyamin in Siyunim Oth Kuf Yud Ches. That the Mechaber would have to be Machmir on this Shaila, and I think we explained why. Good. Pasakim is Geshmak. No? Really tastes good. Yeah.
According to the Kaf HaChayim, you would have to say that the heter of the ear would be because of the lack of pasta.
The heter, if I'm machmir, so then the if I'm machmir on the shayla, then I'm going to say the heter of soda is because of lack of chasnus. Memela, if it's be'ir and there's no palter, balabatim is still usher. Right. That's what. In other words, the
sifbeis.
Like sifbeis says, not like sifches says. Correct. So we have one stira between Sif Beis and Sif Ches. We have another stira that we... actually, let's just talk about one more ha'ara on Sif Ches. The Lashon HaMechaber is, Yesh Misha Omer B'makom She'ein Palter Matsui Klal. It's mutter. That there's no palter that's there at all. So in the Chokas Binyamin, he quotes here on Sif Ches, he quotes that there are some achronim who are medayik from this lashon that's not matzoi klal, means that you cannot get pas palter, even if the pas palter shel goyim is more expensive, and even the pas palter of nachrim of goyim is more tasty, still it's going to be aser. The kula is, right, the mekel shita, the shita of the re'ah, is only when there is no palter matsui klal. That's what he says. Not abundantly clear that this should be true. L'cha'ora, if the kula, or all the kulas of bread, are based on the dinim of chaya nefesh, right? Which we said is the more machmir shita. That's the dechuya shita. And I am defining chaya nefesh as whenever I have bread that is better, it still is called chaya nefesh, right? That's what we call the Stella Dora cookie svara. That's if hey, which is mekel, is saying an expansion on the din of chaya nefesh. And we saw in Igris Moshe an expansion on chaya nefesh whenever you're going to lose money. So if that's the case, one can reasonably say that when the Mechaber in Se'if Ches writes, Yesh Misha Omer, that when there is no palter matzoi klal, what he means is that there's no palter matzoi klal, bein shal yisro, bein shal nachri. he doesn't mean to be talking about a case that you have more expensive bread, right? Better bread. That's not up for discussion. He just means klal bein shi'isol bein shel nachri. So I think that nekuda in the chalkas binyamin, I think is questionable. So that's what we wanted to say in actually that's most of what we wanted to say in Se'if Ches versus Se'if Beis. So far, what we're saying is that the kula of Se'if Ches, the kula to eat, pass balabatim, where there is no palter at all, which again, the Shach says we paskin like, right? And we explained that that's because of a svara that besode is mutter because there is no palter. So when there's no palter, everything goes, even shalbalabatim is mutter. This is what normal, standard, mainstream Rishonim quoted in the Beis Yosef say. However, the Gra quotes a Matisus on Lamed Hey, a different pshat in Gansin. The Gra in Os Yud Zayin. The Gra says that the reason why Yesh Misha Omer, that when there is no palter, so then even shalbalabatim is mutter, the Gra writes, Dilo Chamira Midamai. The Mishnayis in Demai says, Machilin es ha'aniyim Demai, mes ha'chsanya Demai. Right? That if you have aniyim and they're passing through, so even though ordinarily you're not allowed to eat Demai, Demai is heiris that you purchase from an Am Ha'aretz, and you're not sure that the Am Ha'aretz was careful in Hafrosh's Maisris. It's a suffix. Rov amei ha'aretz ma'asrim heim. But there's a little bit of a suffix that maybe they didn't take off ma'aser. That's called demai. So demai is aser. But we're make on demai for aniyim. And we're make on demai for achsenoyim. So hu hadin, I'm going to be make on demai, says the Gra, if there is no palter that's matzoi. Because the iser of pas akum cannot be more chamor than the Isser of Demai. Right? I'm just reading the comment of Elijah Kramer of Vilna. Right? That's what the Goyen says. So far, so good. Now, that is a tremendous chiddush.
Which one is he comparing? Is he comparing
to Anir Chanav Son? Oh! So the chiddush is that L'cha'ora, our case is neither Aniyim nor Achsanya. That the Gra is saying, afilu hachi, a meka on demai, right? Meaning, whenever you won't have what to eat, we are meka on lower level isurim derabanan. Right? The Goyin is clearly expanding the Mishnah. All the Mishnah says is aniyim and achsanayim. The Gon is saying, and again, Tosis has this on Lamed Hey on the base. That same Tosis that we learned yesterday. Right? That it's Lo Gara Midamai. Now, when Tosis says Lo Gara Midamai, though, Tosis is saying it in a different context. Tosis is not talking about a case. I mean, Tosis does hold that if you're meko on past, the kula is even pashel balabatim. Tosis does not use the word palter at all in that Tosis on Lamed Hey. But Tosis is also saying a chiddush that the kula is. Tosis saying a chiddush that the kula. Is regarding that there's no blias kalim on pasakum. Meaning, there are certain foods, right? Rabbi Ganek has this in his sefer, in Gan Shoshanim. Some foods are like an iser cheftza. By an iser cheftza, there can be blias kalim. Other foods are an iser gavra, and therefore I should not eat it, but the food is not fundamentally treif. Right? We spoke about this in the context of Pas Chalavi. No? Is there Blias Kalim? Do you have to kasher an oven, let's say, for Mochig a bread? Is it just a Chashash Ba'alma? Or is it that the Chachomim said that it's Mamish Aser? Isn't this a Gavra and this a Cheftza? There's no dinim of Blias Kalim on an Iser Gavra. The Gra is saying, or let me, no, I don't mean the Gra, I mean the Taisvis. Taisvis is saying that there is no Blias Kalim on Pas Akum. The reason for that, Rabbi Ganek explains, is because just like Demai is an Iser Gavra, not an Iser Chefza, Haraya, that it's an Iser Gavra, is because an Oni is allowed to eat it. If the food is Mamish Treif, right, it's unlikely that, oh, this guy can eat it, that guy can't eat it. Right? Pashtus is Demai is an Iser Gavra. And the Pashtus is, Taisa is saying, because it's an Iser Gavra, so therefore there's no Blias Kalim. Who had them pass akum, Rabbi Ganek explains Taisus, pass akum, which is an Iser Gavra, meaning to say that the Chachomim did not say that this food is treif. The Chachomim say you should not eat this food because it could potentially come Lidei Chasnus. But if I'm saying it's on the Gavra, so then I have more leeway. And I could say, right, the you should not eat it is most you. But sometimes I can have a you who can eat it. Dehainu, if there's no palter, Yisrael Matzoy. So then you can eat even past Balabatim, which is the Ra'ah in Se'if Ches, which is what the Gra means. Lucha Ora, or when the Gra is quoting a Mishnah in Demai, we ask the Kasha, Gra, what's the Raya from the Mishnah in Demai? The Mishnah in Demai is saying, Aniyim and Achsanayim. This is not an Ani, nor is an Achsanay. So how are you making? The answer is, the Gra's a Lamdin. The Gra also knew how to learn. He didn't go to Yeshiva, by the way, but he still knew how to learn. Right? So the Gra says that the reason for the Kula is because I see from Taisus it's an Iser Gavra. If it's an Iser Gavra, so then it's reasonable that it should not apply to Pas Balabatim under certain circumstances. Right? That's all the Gra is getting at. Now, if you don't like this, you can blame it on me because it's my own idea. Hi, Brian.
Let me talk about this contention. Just because something is mutter to one person, aser to another person, doesn't mean that it's an Iser Gavra, right? We spoke about Nidar. And there's aser for one person, and the Gemara says that's an
Iser. Yes, that's the whole, the Chiddush of Nidarim is that since it's a din of Hatzpasa by Nidarim, what I'm doing is I'm taking this item, I'm applying it onto that. Right? That's exactly the Chiddush on Nidarim. Ordinarily, something which is aser lazeh and mutter lazeh, right, can't, it's hard to say that that's an Iser Chafza. So Truma, there's a heter for Kohanim to eat Truma. The Iser for Yisrael to eat, you're saying that the Truma itself is also for Yisrael to eat, right? So how can it be that, again, so some foods, 1 second. What? Yeah, there isn't Sinas Tam by Truma, yeah. In other words, how can it be that Truma is an Iser Cheftza if it's only Usser to some people, right? How could that be? How could it be? What? The definition of Truma is Machon Kohanim, so it's an Iser Cheftza for a limited group of people, right? As opposed to, let's say, Pas Akum or Demai, which isn't designated for a specific group. Okay, that sounds reasonable. I like that. Thank you. You just defended me. Okay, right. Anyone who defends me, I like. Shkach. Right, that's the point. Tosis says that there's no Blias Kalim, just like Demai is Mutter, right? Just like Taruvus Demai or Blias Kalim by Demai. Right, meaning to say, the way Rabbi Ganek explains it is that they're both an Iser Gavra and an Iser Chefta. And I think that's the underlying assumption that the Gra is making. That's what I'm trying to say. Hi, Yitzi.
I was just wondering if you could say more bepashtus for the bra that ema mayochal is the definition of aniyin.
So that's the question. When I say that I'm meiko on pas akum, when there's no palter, do I have what to eat? Can I subside on vegetables?
Hold on.
Or like when the Rishonim, when the Rashban Sadi Bey's quotes, quotes from the Gaonim, that calls man, you didn't have food for 3 days. Does that mean you had nothing? And does that mean that imamish have, you don't have bread, but you have other stuff? Right? Oni she'inu ma'yochal, l'cha'ora means you got nothing to eat. But pashtus, the kulas of bread, are talking about a case when they have something to eat, but I don't have bread.
Well, then you can go back to the status of bread as a staple.
Nachon. But that doesn't... So bread is a staple. What does that mean? I'm not going to die without bread. Right? If I'm going to die, it's b'kuach nefesh.
Right.
Right?
But we're meiko by bread because it's the food that you need.
Or it's... Or the Rashba quotes from the Gaonim that I'm only meiko on bread when you're going to be mis'ana gimel yamin. That sounds like your mamish got nothing to eat.
Right, but the general vibe amongst the Achronim that we've been discussing has not been that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just telling you, the only meiko mishum sakonas nefesh kagon yishes ana harbe. And that's the Lashon of the Rashba. That's already, yeah. Okay, I think I said my piece on this one. Good. So that's what I have to say on Sif Beis, which contradicts Sif Chavs. Oh. Sif Gimel is Soser Sif Zayin. Let's go back to the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah tells me that there is a guy named Aivu, and Aivu takes bread, presumably he takes pas balabatim, and he brings it out to the sodeh, and he eats it in the sodeh. No? That's what Aivu did. Zok the Ra'ah, that's permitted, me'ikar hadin, but a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do that, and that's why the Gemara says, l'tishtoi minei da Aivu. Don't talk, don't say divrei Torah from Aivu. He's not, as her chef likes to say, some people aren't entitled to an opinion, right? He's not entitled to an opinion. He doesn't listen to Chachamim, right? Don't accept Aivu. Okay? Right? Meaning, me'ikar hadin et mutter. Meaning, me'ikar hadin, even though this bread was usur originally, right? This bread was usur originally because it's pas balabatim, the ear, where there is a palter Yisrael, l'cha'ora. But I take it into the sada, it becomes mutter. That means, and this is a raya to the ra'oz shita, that I follow basar hashta, not basar me'ikara. Right? When I talk about pas, so you have to question, right? We have kulas of pas palter, and let's say chumras of pas balabatim. What happens if something begins one way and ends up a different way? For example, se'if gimel, yesh misha omer, shem palter, hizmin Yisrael, hare pitoi kepas balabayis. Right, that if a palter invites a Yisrael into his house, so that bread becomes pas bal habayis. That means the Shach quotes in Os Yud Beis. That's the Ra'ah. I follow basar l'basay. Right now, you're inviting me at home. The definition of bal habayis versus palter is not based on my job. It's not a professional distinction. The distinction is based on who is the food for, or who was the food made for. If you invite, if you invite someone in, so then the bread becomes das balabayis. And so if Gimel is quoting the Shita of the Ra'ashach says Gra in Os Yud says it, that basar hashta azlinon. Right? Meaning, right now, the Jew is in the Goy's house. Right now, there's a chash of kruve daita, you might marry the daughter. So therefore, it's going to be asar, basar hashta azlinon. The Rashba disagrees with the Ra'ah. The Rashba says that I paskin basar me'ikara azlinon, and that's Shulchan Aruch Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin is the Rashba, Sif Gimel is the Ra'ah. What's the Sif Zayin say? Sif Zayin writes, Pas Balabaya says Asura la'aylam, Afil k'na palter mimenu. I feel shochel yisola beisai. By pas balabayas that the guy sells to a palter, it remains asur. Basar me'ikara. Even if the guy sends the pas balabayas to a Yisrael, right? You have mail order bread, right? Mail order pas balabayas. By the way, all that for him say that the kul of pas akum is only, this comes up later on in the Ra'ah, is only when they, it comes up in the Ramah later on. Only when they don't use chazer on their bread making devices. I had a friend, we call him Belgian man, but at one point he was the rabbi in Strasbourg, which is in France. So the French baguettes are a thing, no? People like eating French baguettes. They're supposed to be the French people, mamish, they have the best baguettes. So the shaila is, when you are traveling in those areas in France, can you just walk into a regular bakery and order a French baguette? So the answer is no. Even though Yehuda Pas Akum is not a hard level iser, and even if you hold that when the Goyis bread is better than the Jew's bread, it's mamish going to be mutter, like it says in Sif Hei, but you can't be mako on the baguettes because they actually put chazer schmaltz in the pans. In America, we don't do that. No, we don't use lard in our baking. But one of the reasons apparently why the French baguettes in these small French bakeries, so again, this is a Belgian man who then lived in, Ari Folger is his name. Now he lives in Vienna, right? But he was in Smicha here, and he was in Yadin Yadin here with me. Good guy. So Folger, he came from Belgium, and he now he's the Rebbe, now he's the Rabbi, he's the Gross Rabbiner in Vienna. But he was in Strasbourg. So this, there's no kula. It says, there's no kula if they, what's it called? If they put chazer on it, whatever, it's Befresh in the Shulchan Aruch here. Here, the end of the Ramah in Sif Vav, if they have the Barzelim that they moshchin b'shas afia with chilev or chazer, so of course you have to be zahir, right? So don't give you any kulas about French bread, right? Even though kuf yud beis from rihata would sound like it's okay, but it's really not okay. Okay, so let's go back. Sif Gimel holds like the Ra'ah. Yeah.
In general question, why do we have a hechsher on bread off?
Why do we have a hechsher on bread? To make sure there's no milk in it.
That's
not good. Yeah. Right. The bread, again, and the hechsher does not mean that it's Pas Yisrael. The hechsher just means that what? That there's no milk, and l'chor means no chazer, but I don't know if in America you have to be worried about chazer because no one used lard. No one in America uses lard to bake. Am I right? Eitan.
I don't use lard to bake.
You don't use lard. That's a right machrapas. Right? Again, it's not such a right for two reasons. One, you probably don't use lard for anything because you're Jewish. Two, right, you probably don't bake all that much. Right? But leaving aside those two kashas, you have a raya. Okay. Sif Gimel is the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says basar hashto. Sif Zayin says that you go basar me'ikara, which is the Rashba. Now, Hasvara nosenes, that the ra'ah is correct. Zilbasar taima, the goy invites you in. The palter shall goy invites you in. Right? So isn't there a concern of chasnus? How can the Rashba be mekel on these cases? So the shach in Ois Yud Beis, the shach is bothered by the stira between these two cases, between Sif Gimel and Sif Zayin. And the shach has two answers. Ulai lekach kesava b'lashon yesh misha'imer. It could be that Sif Gimel is written in the lashon of yesh misha'omer. Sif Zayin is so same. That would mean that I follow Sif Zayin, not Sif Gimel. And I really paskin that basar me'ikara asliman. I really paskin like the Rashba. That's the first answer, the shach. Second answer in the shach and Sif Katan Yud Beis. Efshir desvirle misvaraso l'chalek demazmino etzlo garatvei. It could be that the Mechaber, for his own svara, holds that mazminai etzlo is worse. If I have bread as a palter, and I invite you in to my house, you're coming into Slobodan the baker, the shtut baker. Slobodan invites you home. Of course it's kirav hadas. You can marry, right, Slobodanika. Right? Because she's at home with Slobodan. Right? It's misvaraso, zak the shach. He holds that it's garat fe, meaning that even though you should paskin basar me'ikara, but mazminai is worse. Right? The shach holds fundamentally basar me'ikara, holds like the rash, but not like the ra'ah. So if Gimel is talking about mazmino, now the gra in Os Yud says that the second answer of the shach is wrong. The gra in Os Yud writes, look in the rash, but sadi Gimel met aleph, where the Rashba writes, afilu zimna is mutter. Right? Meaning that don't give me the second answer of the shach, that mazmino is worse. Right? Don't tell me that even according to the Rashba, the basar me'ikara, but if the palter invites you in, there's more kirav hadas, because the Rashba himself holds that mazmino is, right, mutter. That's the gross kasha. Lefi anias daiti, the shach was sensitive to this kasha. And the shach, again, gentlemen, you have to learn how to read a shach. Right? Misvaraso, the svara of the mechaber. Right? Vazeh, whom yashev, tainos ha, gra. Right? The shach knew every single rashba. He knew the rashba on sadi gomon aleph, just like he knew the rashba on sadi beis on the beis. Right? That's what the shach means. Misvaraso. Oh, okay. So, b'kitzur ma'aseh, we have a stira between Sif Gimel and Seif. We have a stira between Sif Gimel and Sif Zayin. And the shach has two answers. Right? But both answers of the shach lead in the direction I paskin like the Rashba. The Nekudas HaKesef in Os Aleph. Nekudas HaKesef says what Lechor is a very good pshat. Li nira, d'shani hacha, kevan shehizmir palter as Yisrael, giloi milsa ba'alma shaso la'atmo, k'mashikos harav la'el minei b'samach. The Ramah says that the distinction between a palter and a balabayas is not what we call the professional distinction. The distinction is, why am I making the bread? If the palter invites you into his house, the palter says, come and eat. So the palter is being megala his das that I want this bread for you. That means the palter is being megala that kilapei this piece of bread, I'm a balabayas. I'm not a palter. That's the way the Nekudas HaKasav says it. Now, it's a different mahalach than the Shach in Teretz Beis. Shach in Teretz Beis says, Mazmino is Mortir of Hadas. Nekudas HaKasav says that by Mazmino, you're no longer a palter. Now you are a balabayas. Okay? What would happen in the following case? What would happen in the following case? And this is found in the Chalkas Binyamin on page 17. Correct. And once he makes it for the Jew, the Ramah tells me that that's called a balabayas, right? That's the Raman Sif Beis. Lo Mikri pas balabais amasol b'nei beiso. Aso limkar Mikri palter. Right? And a palter who may, etc. Palter shasol atzmo Mikri balabais. So if he invites me in, that means asola atzmo. He made it, right? Yeah, he made it for himself to invite me. Right? Okay, say there. Let's say a guy buys bread from a palter. And then the guy invites a Yisrael to eat by him. Is it mutter or is that osir? Well, you have a palter guy. A guy buys the bread from a palter guy. Then that guy invites a Yisrael into his house. Are you mutter to eat that bread? So according to the Nekudas HaKesef, the bread is mutter. Because it's past palter. So it's mutter. But according to the Shach, that Mazmino is garat fei, so in the case when the palter sells it to another guy, and then Mazmino, it's going to be it's going to be worse. Right? The Chokas Binyamin on page 17, I think, gives a very nice nafgamina between the Nekudas HaKesef's answer and the Shach's answer. Now, if you hold of Mazmino Garat Fe, so then Lecha'ora, Mazmino means that the guy palter break the bread, then the guy palter invites the Yisrael in.
But the Chiddush should say that based on that, we'll be machmir in a case where a boy purchases bread from a palter.
So then, that's the problem. Let's say Mazmino Garatve, even if I have Mamish Pas Yisrael, with all the Hashgachas, and a guy goes into Grunenbaum's bakery and buys Pas Yisrael, then the guy invites, right, a Chosh of a Yid. So it should be Usher. But no one says that. Right? So, yeah. You have yesh gavol. You have to say that there are cases where it's going to be that even though mazmino, but it's not enough of a sevara to aser, right? So maybe the shach is saying mazmino garat fe only behits taref the shita of the ra'ah who holds that basar hashta aslinon. Maybe. Right, but if something is mamish pas Yisrael, the mazmina won't be aser. But this is already missing from the text. Again, Rabbi Yamin Cohen really says nice stuff over here on page 17 in the Be'urim. Okay, gentlemen, questions, comments, observations, jokes. Two rabbis are in the boat with a priest. Okay. Baking bread. Understood, right? I mean, that's sort of what the answer that we gave. Notice if somebody is mamish pas Yisrael, yeah. So mazmino, but the part that I'm trying to say is that the svara of mazmino garat fe, one could have said, right, means that since there's more kir of hadas, even pas Yisrael should be also bekai gavna, but no one says that. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.